Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
We welcome you back here to the second half of action here in Branson. Bombers are going to roll with the same lineup they started with. Reed Ellison, Dodge Harris, Braden Dewey, Kai Bickford, and Luke Proctor. Hopefully in that halftime break, Coleman, that the hopefully Hamilton cooled off a little bit.
Yeah. that's all you can do as a coach there. I was just talking to some folks, and they're like, man, this is kind of a – like Hamilton's kind of put together a team that plays together all summer and have transferred people in. And, you know, when you got guys all around that can shoot, it makes it makes it tough to defend all the way across.
Absolutely. Bucket's missed, rebounded by Dewey. I tell you what, hey, that's already a good start right there. That's
missed three. Yeah. We haven't seen many of those.
No. Proctor with the basketball, met by another trap to Reed Ellison. Back to Proctor. Directing traffic down to Ellison. Ellison to the high post, Braden Dewey. Three-pointer, Kai Bickford got tipped in the air. Ellison comes up with it. Looked like he traveled, but there's a whistle and a jump ball is called.
You know, the Bombers can use this half here. They're going to see defense like this. They're going to see quickness like this once we get into conference. And so use this half to build on what we can do and how we can combat this in the future.
Oh, absolutely. As the ball is thrown in and it'll stay with the Bombers. Looked like they threw it off the back of the backboard.
But that was tipped by number 12.
That was tipped. That's it. Yeah. Did hit the back of the backboard. Proctor with the basketball now to the high post. Dewey. Dewey's going to go to work. Little 10-foot hook shot. Good. Braden Dewey.
That's a good part of Dewey's game.
Yeah, he's very good down on the low block and in the mid post. First points of the afternoon for Braden Dewey. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. 50-13 our score. Now it's over to Cade Robinson. Robinson puts up the three. A whistle and a foul. It's going to go against Lake Hamilton. And back-to-back missed threes. How about that?
That's right. 35 kind of pushed off. Great job by Reed blocking out down there against the larger 35 and got the benefit of the call there.
Wyland Harris, that's his third foul. Team's first of the second half. Bickford with the basketball on the Branson Pirate logo. Not across half court. Now he is. Try to get to Ellison. It's turned over. Throwing ahead to Zach Pennington. Pennington goes up for the layup off the window. Good.
That's good.
52-13 right now. Bombers trailing. Proctor across the timeline. Harris now to Ellison. Ellison over to Dodge Harris, back to Bickford, over to Proctor. Proctor looking. Lost the ball, stepped out of bounds. And Lake Hamilton will get the ball back.
I think Luke felt like he got shoved a little bit and kind of pushed out of bounds there.
Fulcher wondering the same thing. What happened there? I mean,
Luke's not just going to jump out of bounds with the ball. So
no, definitely not. Cade Robinson with the ball. Lake Hamilton has it once again. Sharp driving, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way, good by Zach Pennington. He's got 5 points already in this quarter. 55-13 our score. Proctor with the ball. Proctor steps back. Three from the top of the key. Long rebound won't go right to Dodge Harris. Bounce pass to the block. Reed Ellison back to Braden Dewey. Floater's good.
Great touch pass and vision by Reed. Great finish by Dewey. Good job all around right there for the Bombers.
Three-pointer on the way on the opposite end is rebounded by Lake Hamilton. Wyland Harris could get a hold of it. Three-pointer on the way from Pennington's good. Back-to-back threes for Zach Pennington. He's got 8 in the quarter. 58-15 our score. 5 minutes left in the third period. Bickford with the ball, setting the offense. Ellison to Harris. Back to Ellison. Driving. Kicks out. Proctor, corner three, long. Knocked out of bounds, last touched by Lake Hamilton, and the Bombers will keep it. Ellison. Looking to Bickford in the corner. Back up top. Harris for three. Got it! Another three for Dodge Harris. He's got 9 points today.
3 point basket number 23, Dodge Harris.
Had the first 6 points of the game. 58-18 now. And it's turned over. Bombers come up with it. 58-18. 4.5 left in the third period. Bickford up top to Dewey. Back to Bickford, between the circle, swung to the far side, Proctor. Proctor picks up his dribble, kicks out, tried to get it to Dodge Harris. Sit three threes, and it's thrown out of bounds.
Just a little miscommunication there. I think Dodge was rotating up to the top of the key, and Luke was hitting where he was at.
Good idea, though.
It was a great idea. Dodge was going to be set.
Pennington driving inside. Couldn't get the layup to go. Long rebound goes back to Lake Hamilton. Sharp to the corner. Pennington off the top of the backboard, but the offensive rebound right there by Ty Robinson. Excuse me, Wylan Harris came in there. Looked like a 33. It was 35. Whistle and a foul. It's called on Ty Robinson.
Foul on number 33, Ty Robinson, his second team foul.
His second and team second, as whole new five in for Lake Hamilton.
Got the shift change like in hockey, right?
Yeah.
Got all five coming in and all five going out.
Got the line change there. Jalen Carter, Easton Hurley. Let's see who else do they have out there. They have Cooper Kindt, Charter Harris, and Gavin Reynolds, the five for Lake Hamilton. Bomber still going with Dewey as he loads up the three. Won't go. Almost got the offensive rebound, but it's sent right to Lake Hamilton. Bombers with the lineup of Dodge Harris, McGee Harris, Kai Bickford, Braden Dewey, and Reed Ellison on the floor now. Ball set to the low block, Kindt. Swung to the far side. Jalen Carter, great job just to keep that ball in play. Bounce pass down low, picked up by, stolen by Dewey, picked up by Ellison. Bickford pushing. McGee Harris now on the far wing. Now back to Bickford.
Good defensive play on the other end by Dewey down there.
Dewey thought about a three. Now he'll get to Bickford. He'll put the three up. Air ball. It's picked up by Dodge Harris. No, picked up his dribble in the corner. Now to Bickford. Bickford driving along the baseline. Pulls up. 10-footer. Won't go. Rebounded by Cooper Kindt. Easton Hurley pushing ahead. Now to Carter. Carter, hesitation move, driving inside. 8-foot floater. Missed. Picked up by Braden Dewey. McGee Harris driving along the baseline, picks it back out. Dewey. Dewey's going to drive, goes to the spin move, a whistle, and he certainly did. He traveled.
Right idea. Right
yeah.
idea by Dewey taking it to him. Spin move just got a little extra step in there.
Yep, certainly so. 60-18 our score, 2:23 left in the third quarter. Carter will walk it up. Now to the high post, Charter Harris back out, three-pointer on the way, rattled around, is missed. Couple dive for the loose ball, Braden Dewey into the game now, along with Levi Uchman, both diving in there.
Dover was down in there diving, couple big bodies going after the ball right there. Good hustle by the Bombers.
No joke, we have a timeout on the floor, Lake Hamilton takes one, we'll take one with him. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Back here in Branson, Bombers trailing 60-18. Group of five sophomores out there. Braden Dewey, Robert Dover, Levi Uchman, McGee Harris, and Coben Inskeep. The five for the Bombers out there.
It's a great experience for those guys in a physical game like this with Lake Hamilton.
Absolutely. Three-pointer by Lake Hamilton is missed. Offensive rebound back outside to Carter. He missed that one. Dewey couldn't get a hold of the rebound, but it's sent out of bounds. Last touch by Dewey.
Good to see Coben down there fighting for that rebound, too, in amongst the big men.
Yeah, Coben gave him good minutes start of the fourth quarter as the lob inside to Jalen Carter. What a great play by him. Athletic play. Jalen Carter with the tip. He's got 7 points today. And the ball is stolen. Easton Hurley off the window. Good. 64-18. Inskeep now. Screen from Dover. Inskeep driving. Back to McGee Harris. Ball is almost stolen, but it's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Bombers. Minute 20 left in the third quarter.
We've got the woos like we're at a Razorback baseball game going on in here. I don't know if that's Lake Hamilton's fans or who that is.
Who knows? I tell you, it's a whole lot better than what it sounds like in Mississippi State.
Oh, cowbells.
Oh, Lord. That's something else. Carter met by a double team, met by Dewey and Muggs Harris. Now back to Charter Harris for Lake Hamilton. Three on the way from Easton Hurley. Good. I don't think there's a dude on this roster that can't shoot. Holy cow.
Hurley doesn't look like your typical basketball player either. He's
got the last name of a basketball player.
He does. He does.
So he 67-18. Dewey now to Inskeep. Inskeep. Met by a double team. Fight for the loose ball, and there's a whistle and a tie-up. It's going to go to Lake Hamilton. 29.4 remaining in this third quarter. Jalen Carter holding the basketball ball, almost stolen by Uchman. Back up top, Carter. Carter. Charter Harris driving. Three-pointer on the way. Missed.
So hit the,
and it hit the, right. Yeah, hit the basket support. And it'll go back to the Bombers. 67-18 our score. Kobodinskeep will walk it up.
10 seconds left.
8 seconds remaining. Down to six. Inskeep between the circles. Over to Muggs Harris. Ball is stolen. Easton Hurley came up with it, but he stepped out of bounds. 1.8 seconds remaining for the Bombers here in the third. Muggs Harris will throw it in. 1.8 remaining. To Inskeep. Takes one dribble over to Uchman. Puts it up at the horn. Won't go. We've reached the end of the third quarter. Bombers trailing 67-18. You're listening to Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7. Watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
My stomach.
Don't worry. I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.